We are here at the 92nd FFA National Convention. I'm Carissa Larry with FFA Now, speaking to Vice President of Marketing and Communications for Indy Visit. We have had so many people come out for this FFA convention this year, and Indianapolis has been crowded with wonderful people here in agriculture and beyond. What kind of impact has that made here for Indianapolis?
Proud that Indianapolis is again hosting this convention. As a point of perspective, the city hosts more than 600 conventions a year. FFA is one that we look forward to and plan for year-round. This convention will generate more than $40 million in economic impact during its duration, and more than 70,000 visitors will descend on Indianapolis as part of this gathering. The Sea of Corduroy not only stays in our hotels and dines in our restaurants and shops and generates that visitor spending, they also hopefully leave with a positive impression of Indianapolis. And if you look at this unique convention, bringing together these thoughtful emerging leaders for 4 days, the hope is that they will have a positive impression and leave Indianapolis with a positive impression, go back home. Maybe they come back and go to college here in Indianapolis. Maybe they come back and enter our workforce or raise a family. So hosting this convention is a big win for tourism. It's also a big win for workforce and town attraction. The idea that people might come back to Indianapolis as visitors or as residents because of their time on the ground here and how it shapes them and moves them and hopefully evokes a positive emotion when they think about Indianapolis.
So you work with Visit Indy. You're the vice president over Visit Indy. So what has been the biggest, achievement for you here with the FFA?
Yeah, so we were very proud that National FFA signed up to hold their convention in Indianapolis to through 2031. If you stop and think about that, here we're in 2019, they have so much confidence in Indianapolis and the state that they're willing to sign contracts and say, we're committed, thank you for your partnership, we will host this annual convention through 2031. That is a point of pride for our hospitality and tourism community. That is a point of pride for the state as a whole because of the economic impact, but moreover, because of the thoughtfulness of these visitors and what we gain and learn from them being here on the ground. So that's a real big win for us, and we don't take their business for granted. We don't take for granted just because their headquarters are here and they've been convening here that they'll continue to do that. So it's a big win to get them through 2031.
And so we're speaking thousands right now for this FFA convention. What are the numbers going to look like in 2031?
That's a great question. What will the city look like? How will you move throughout the city? Certainly, we'll have an expanded convention center. We'll have more hotel rooms. We'll probably have more mass transit options. We'll have more restaurants. You could project that based on current growth patterns. We'd see 100,000 National FFA students in and around that convention and expo. We heard from Mark Peschel, the CEO of National FFA, today about trends in the industry and growth in the industry with females now signing up and wearing the blue jackets more than males. And so I'll be interested to see what the demographics what a convention year looks like in 2031 here in Indianapolis. But all positive, all forward momentum.
And we're most definitely looking forward to this huge convention going on this weekend. But thank you once again, Chris Gall, Vice President over Visit Indy. We thank you for talking with us for the 92nd FFA convention. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.